October 11th. The active, still mind. The mind that is really still is astonishingly active, alive, potent, not towards anything in particular. It is only such a mind which is verbally free, free from experience, from knowledge. Such a mind can perceive what is true. Such a mind has direct perception, which is beyond time. The mind can only be silent when it has understood the process of time, and that requires watchfulness, does it not? Must not such a mind be free? Not from anything, but be free? We only know freedom from something. A mind that is free from something is not a free mind. Such freedom, the freedom from something, is only a reaction, and it is not freedom. A mind that is seeking freedom is never free. But the mind is free when it understands the fact, as it is, without translating, without condemning, without judging. And being free, such a mind is an innocent mind, though it lived 100 days, 100 years, having all the experiences. It is innocent because it is free, not from anything, but in itself. It is only such a mind that can perceive that which is true, which is beyond time.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.